Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
So we're going to get into our go time. My name is Franklin. I'm a member here. And the reason we do this is actually because, you know, everybody's working, going to school. And, you know, we want to let everybody know what's going on, what Impact is doing locally and globally. And today I'm super excited because I'm going to invite Kirk and Lisa Kellogg to come down. Kirk is a pastor in Alexandria, Bread of Light Church, and he also does a Muslim ministry in at George Mason University. And today we're going to talk about how we can reach our Muslim neighbors. Kirk, I'm so excited you're here. I'm learning Arabic. I don't know if y'all know, but I got a couple of the letters and words right on his sign.
So. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you're doing that, Franklin. That's awesome.
Kirk, just let us know who you are and a little bit about your story.
Okay. Hey, thank y'all so much for inviting us today. It's an honor to be here. For a long time, I've heard about the work that God is doing at Impact Church, primarily through the North American Mission Board and the contacts that I've had through Send Network with Brandon and Franklin and Terry Kim and other people. honored to be here. When I was 22 years old, I was working at a youth camp. I felt like God had called me into ministry. I was living a really good, righteous life, but I didn't have a relationship with God. And as a 22-year-old worker at youth camp, I had an encounter with God at a youth camp where he showed me that I had to have a personal relationship with him, that all the good stuff that I had been doing would never be enough to get me into heaven. And so as I surrendered and then saw that God had been calling 2 7th and 8th grade boys to pray for my salvation that I had met the week before, I realized that there was a great need for the gospel to be presented to people who are trying their best to get to heaven. And eventually, God shaped that into a calling to Muslim people. So that was the beginning of my calling way back in 1992.
Yeah, and you said you lived in the Middle East. You kind of mentioned that.
Yeah, my wife and my 6-month-old son and 4-year-old daughter went to live in Jordan shortly after 9/11, and then we stayed until 2003 in Sudan, and so that's where I really really caught God's heart for the lost in that time.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow. So what are you doing at George Mason?
Oh, absolutely. If you come out to the lobby area, I have a banner that I use that I go to George Mason University in Fairfax every week on Mondays, and I spend about 3 hours talking with Muslim students and other people from other backgrounds about Jesus, inviting them to do a Bible study on the prophets, answering their questions and answering their objections, and just calling them to experience Jesus as we know him, and to turn to the Lord. So that's part of it. And then Bible studies and just weekly contacts with folks from a variety of countries, 140 countries at George Mason University.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Wow, I didn't even know that. I went straight to the field house every time I went to George Mason. why is it so important to reach Muslims? Because we have neighbors and communities and and why is it so important?
Well, it's really, really personal for me with people from the country of Sudan, because for roughly 1,000 years, the people of Sudan have followed the God of Islam, and they've died. And they've suffered for 1,000 years, eternal punishment. And I know that I know that's a personal thing for me, but I mean, ultimately, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand where it gives light to the whole house." So ultimately, Fredericksburg is your house, and you and I are called to be light in the darkness and bring the gospel of hope to these people that for so long that they have they've been without hope and without light in the world, and here they are in our neighborhoods. So we have a great privilege, and I also am convinced we have a responsibility to go where Jesus is going and to see how he's working among these people.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And you did some research before coming down to Fredericksburg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is my first trip to Fredericksburg. I've driven through on 95, so.
We'll stamp your passport on the way out.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I wanted to find out some information about Muslim community here. I knew that there was a large number of Afghans, especially after the withdrawal from Afghanistan. But I found out that there are now 3 mosques in Fredericksburg. And there are ways to go and reach those Muslims. And there's David right there. David was talking about the ESL ministry that he was a part of, that your wife was. Yeah. that's so important. Let your light shine before others so they see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven.
Yeah, no, for sure. Before we finish up here, is there anything that you want our church to know?
I think it's really one of the challenges that I have is kind of a mindset challenge, because I'm an Arabic speaker, I've lived overseas, I've worked with Muslims, I go to college campuses and share the gospel with Muslims, and I think that a lot of times that the church tends to look at people like me as the people to go, but ultimately when you look in the book of Acts and you see people from the church in Jerusalem getting scattered after Stephen was martyred, and where did they go and what did they do? They went to places and shared the gospel along the way. They went to places like Antioch and Cyprus and Samaria. Philip was a deacon. He wasn't a professional minister. He was a deacon. He went to Samaria first, and God started moving. And God brought him out to that desert road to that Ethiopian eunuch and used him to bring the gospel not just to that Ethiopian eunuch, but all the way down into Africa, into what is currently Ethiopia and Sudan and different places like that.
Yeah. And Lisa, is there anything that you want our church to, to hear from?
Yeah, we would just covet your prayers. It's not an easy ministry, and there's a lot of spiritual attack, which unfortunately also manifests a lot of times physically on our family, so we would really appreciate prayer.
Yeah. Well, let me pray for you all right now and for our church. Let me do that right now.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.Church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.